music will make you free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Rick Adams is on.
We're back. This is the second hour of our program today, and we have Linda with us, still on the line, and she was just referring to the book, her husband. Come on up again, Laura, and ask your question.
Hi, yes. My question was, what I wanted to talk about was I'm going to just Turner Classic Movies, because what in the world is wrong with the writers? If they say the F word once, they say it 1,000 times. Don't they have any other words they can use? I just can't stand the movies anymore with the F word constantly. And no wonder our teenagers use it all the time. That's all you hear on the movies. You have a comment on that?
Yeah, go ahead. Have a comment, Neil?
I'm kind of with you there. I think in many of them, it's the writing has become kind of lazy. I don't know. I'm in that boat, too. I don't think that you need to swear all the time and be as graphic as you could possibly be. I think the pendulum kind of swings. I think it went from being, you know, ultra opposite of that to swung to the other side to be full of that. And I think eventually it's going to find its way back to the middle again. I think it's just the trend at the moment, and I think that trend will change.
I told my husband, I said, it's amazing, these Turner Classic Movies. You don't have to hear that word ever. The writers could write actual words and descriptions, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, again, as I was referring earlier, Laura, you know, the era has come and gone post-60s where you have anything going. And now there is just the end of the road. It's an abyss. There's shock value, shock treatment. And if you go so far with all of the explicit violence and sex, and so you can only go so far, and then it becomes ineffective. So what else can they do? You know, what else? Every newer movie now, it seems to be direct online or, you know, direct to Netflix, has to have some kind of constant bevy of poor acting and a bevy of bad language. It's just all over the place. So I avoid it. And I think unfortunately, a lot of parents let their kids see this. And that's why we cannot expect them to rise above that level, if that's their culture level. Yeah.
There's mm-hmm. something I want to throw in here, too. And this is just my personal opinion. There's no scientific fact to this at all. It's just an opinion. But I happen to think that our entertainment, meaning films, TV, music, etc., are reflective of our society rather than the opposite, rather than a reflection of our society. And I think where our society is at the moment, that's just everything is done completely to extremes and completely one way or the other. There's not much nuance or complexity to anything anymore. And so I think that's probably one of the main reasons why there's so much of that going on now. Is it's just a reflection of where our society is at right now.
Well, it could be, you know, the idea of demand and supply. But then again, I mean, isn't it a little bit of both? Come right down to it, you know, if you set up a lemonade stand, you know, and in the summer, the warmer weather, and you get customers, you know, they want something and you get something to sell. But if you weren't there, they certainly wouldn't be able to come to you, you know, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's both ways. It's just supply and demand. And the more you supply, sometimes the more demand you get. But see, we have a whole new crop, a whole new generation. Wasn't in my generation. We found it shocking in early 70s mm-hmm. to see the kind of stuff that was on the screen. And that stuff now pales in comparison to what's going on by today's standards, right?
Well, you remember how everybody flipped out over Archie Bunker, and Archie Bunker is pretty tame yeah. compared to what we see now.
Exactly. Well, and that was intentional by Norman Lear. You know, he wanted to create a whole new, a deliberate, if you will, diminution of the culture mm-hmm. of American society. And basically, he said
He believed that in watching TV, I watched an interview with him when he talked about it. And he believed that what was being seen on TV was not a good representation of the world that we were in, because they were showing these perfect families doing everything perfectly. And his thought was, we have warts. Why isn't anybody showing the warts in our society?
And he was right there to show them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he just happened to be the man to do it, right? I know, yeah. That's a history in itself. Yeah, you bring that up. Go ahead, let me let you finish what you said.
No, I'm done.
Okay,
Linda. I wanted to say that David Duke, he's been covering this for years, about the Jews running the pornography industry. He's been covering this for years. He's very knowledgeable, and he references books by Neil Gabler.
Well, there
and
you go.
What they've done in Hollywood.
Sure. An
He's
empire
a good
of their own.
Look into that.
I'm aware of it. Gabler has actually done some yeoman work in that regard, the empire of their own in Hollywood. And he talked about the empire then, about how you had to go to bed with certain moguls in order to get a role. Because the good-looking women who were Gentile women were the ones who were easy prey, you know? So, I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, is there, huh? Thank you, Linda, for your call. Appreciate it. You mentioned there was a revolution, Dave. I'm Dave, not Neil. And I don't know your age, but, you know, I'm 60 now, and I grew up in that era out of television in the early and mid 60s, and I could see the change taking place, you know, when people, you know, who were good producers and they had some good sitcoms and so forth, and they had to go. You know, Red Skelton himself left because they wanted him to become risque, and he wouldn't do it, and they got rid of a whole slew of programs, the whole, you know, the Green Acres type, Petticoat Junction, all of that. The Norman Lear said, that's got to go. We got to bring in some real good, you know, thought-provoking adult comedy. And so he sold the network on it, you know. NBC had refused it, but CBS came along, William S. Paley, and said, let's try it. And it did take off. So, I mean, you know, this whole society, like you say, you know, people wanting that, and then whether they want it or not, it's in their face. You know, it's a little bit of both, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, before you have to go, I did want to give you the chance to tell us a little bit more about how people can follow you. If they'd like to follow you, and you have a website, if you have any means of contact that they could communicate with you, maybe follow what you're doing and see if help you.
They can just look me up on Facebook and go from there.
Okay. That's pretty simple, isn't it, then? Oh, wait a minute.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I thought we had another call. All right. I know you have to run, and I thank you for your time. It was very enlightening to me. It was. Wait a minute. We do have another call. Is that right? I'm sorry. Am I missing all these calls, or is this from the previous week? I don't know. I'm going crazy. No, I think we finished. Huh? Thanks for that. Yeah, I'm going backward. I'm going back in time. I'm on the time machine. You have to forgive me, Neil Wells. All right. Listen, thank you very much, Neil Wells, and we appreciate your time. I'll have you hopefully again sometime, and hopefully you'll be considered to be in a directorial position with the Racing Delivery. All righty?
Let's hope so.
Very well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate what he was up to. But we have another call now. I don't know if we are getting more calls. It looks like Kent in West Virginia is up on the line right now. Is that right? Bring him up.
Yeah, I just got a quick comment about you talking about Red Skelton. Now, I was somewhere in some of these, probably one of these deals where they were selling these old videos or something, you know, infomercial. And he spoke about being around. I'm not too far from Wheeling, West Virginia. And he spoke about being arrested on a morals charge and doing vaudeville in West Virginia in the 1930s. And this was the joke. He played a young squire, you know, a gentleman, well-dressed and everything, and he had a lady friend, you know, a long dress down to her ankles and maybe a parasol and a hat and everything. And they're out in the park, you know, and it's raining, and Red Vallejo likes this lady. He's down on his knees and takes her hand, and, oh, dear lady, would you come for a walk with me, please? And she daintily lifts her dress up, you know, to show that it's raining, and she would get the edge of her dress wet. And he says, oh, lady, I sure would like to see it clear up. And he said that he was put in jail for that because he was speaking of her. The joke was that he was speaking of, it was a double entendre, he was speaking of, he was speaking of, you like to see your dress come clear up, and the words, the joke was, it was supposed to be the weather clear up. So,
yeah.
I saw that in an infomercial where they were peddling his scripture shows. So he was arrested, the story was he was arrested on a morals charge in Wheeling, West Virginia in the 30s for that joke about the lady with her ankle-length dress.
At that time, you know, it was very easy to get arrested for those reasons, I'm telling you. It was very, I guess some people would say puritanical then, but now look at what we've become, a cesspool.
Totally opposite, but I had to thought, you know, because you mentioned that, so...
Well, you know, I mean, I remember when this change was taking place in the mid to late 60s on television, and this is my area of somewhat not expertise. I'm not an expert in anything, but I'm an observer, and I've been a hobbyist, a film hobbyist for many years. And I remember enjoying in reruns as well. You know, the Paul Henning directed and produced shows. You know, he and some of the others, Richard Barry, and some of the names people don't know, Guy Scarpetta. You know, who produced these shows like Green Acres and, you know, and Petticoat Junction and so forth. They were quite ahead of their time in producing some humorous setting to a real atmosphere that showed political ramifications of just how gullible people were, you know, and just how easily they could be led astray. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
By all of the minutiae. The propaganda at the time, and the government was your friend and really wasn't your friend. And, you know, you had Mr. Haney, Pat Buttram, and, you know, people like Alvy Moore, you know, they were just great characters, and they made you think a little bit about how inept government could be, basically.
Yeah, well, like I haven't lived all my life in West Virginia, but I've since I've been living here, I've seen some of the old Beverly Hillbillies, and the names and the really they reflect a lot of local knowledge, really, of the scripts and the language that was used, and even down to the names of the characters and everything. So maybe they had people from this area working, you know, or they came here and brought people here to study. But yeah, there was a lot of quality in those shows, although they on superficial they were silly.
It was
quality in the way they were done.
Well, you know, let's face it, from day one, all the production companies, all the producers were all of one particular tribe. No one will deny that. And they held the cards. They held the power. And the thing is, there were some of them that knew what the American public wanted and gave them what is called now good, clean fun, you know, good, clean entertainment. But the reality is that time came and went with the change in this country. And you go back to the late 60s and Woodstock, and you go back to Jerry Rubin and Abby Hoffman and what they were doing and saying, you know, that there are no values. There are no absolutes. You do what you want, and as long as it feels good, you do it. You know, that's what they were saying, right?
Right.
So we
I've watched that progress, so digression, you know, like you, it's pretty shocking what you see on television.
Well, the thing is, I'm not just saying this because I'm having a good, you know, memorial time here with old programs. It's that this is a microcosm of what has been done to America/Israel. What has been done to our people and what has been done to our society is most frightening because it's in every single aspect of America. You remember Max Rafferty, the late educator?
No, I'm not familiar with him, no.
His name was Max Rafferty in California, and he was heavily involved in education, the old school of education. And he wrote, he said, "Our culture, our art, our films tell us that we are sick." He said, "We are a sick nation." And basically, he was right on target. He was right on target telling us what had become. Now, who did it to us? And, you know, again, you have to look at the movement of humanism in the 1930s and 40s and 50s, and this whole business of evolutionism in the schools, you know, scope monkey trials that had been adjudicated. What happened after that? The Horace Mann people in the humanist agenda, and then the hidden colors of the rainbow that we've talked about here, and we've talked about Constance Cummings' books and how basically she hit the nail on the head. We're dealing with a post-Christian country now. We're dealing with an age of this new age movement. You see, we have no values, and that's why we see all of the foundation of the house crumbling, economically, politically, morally, academically. We're an empire that's decaying rather quickly, and this is just a repetition of history. You see?
Yeah. They.
I guess
the enemy within is performing their tasks the way they've done so far.
Very good job they have done. All right, Ken, thank you. Appreciate your call. 1-800-313-9443. You know what? I'm going to ask our board op, Sam, in a few moments to play. I think it's a 6-minute segment. So we'll squeeze it in. And it is an interview that was done by, it was done actually by Corey Feldman, the actor. But he was a friend of Corey Haim, the late actor who came here from Canada with his family, his mother, way back when. You know, he starred in a lot of movies. Some of them weren't that great, obviously. Some of them were suspense thriller, you know, cop movies and trashy here and there. But he apparently had a lot to say about pedophilia. And Corey Feldman has a lot to say about pedophilia. And that's a short, like, 6-minute interview from one of the television programs that I thought maybe we should play if we have the time following the half-hour break. And we can put that on and let you hear it, because I know our guest, Neil, has not seen it personally, and certainly I can appreciate that, has not really had anybody approach him with the information. I can appreciate that. But I think that, as you all know out there, it's deep. It's deep throughout this country. It's in Hollywood. It's in Intel. It's in the CIA, it's the Mossad. They specialize in the filthy black op, dirty, vile traffic that is subterranean. It's hidden, that people do not know about. If they did know, it might do something very drastic. All right, we'll come back and we'll continue to take calls as well. Rick Adams Uncensored on this Saturday venture. Today is the 21st of October.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're on. Once again, we're back. And I think we're going to postpone the clip until after the break. I hate to interrupt it. So if you have a quick call now, you want to join with us, you may do so at 800-313-9443. What do you think, Sam? Do you want to start it now and then play it after, or do you want to just wait until after the break? Because we have another break. Okay, let's start it. Okay, let's begin this interview with Corey Feldman, and this has to do with a pedophilia question in Hollywood. Go ahead.
Corey Feldman has no idea what it's like not to be famous. He was just 3 years old in this McDonald's commercial.
McDonald's gift certificates.
I literally was famous before I knew my own name.
His roles defined the 80s. Goonies.
This was my dream, my wish.
Stand By Me.
You call my dad a loony again, and I'll kill you.
License to Drive.
The only difference between you and that greaseball is that he has a license and you don't.
Films that propelled him into the spotlight for his entire youth. But being famous so young, he says, caused serious damage to him and his friends.
Do you feel like you missed out on a normal childhood?
What childhood? I don't know what that means.
A lost childhood and a loss of innocence. He blames the adults, not just those looking to profit from charming children, but also some with far more sinister motives.
I can tell you that the number one problem in Hollywood was and is and always will be pedophilia. That's the biggest problem for children in this industry.
The casting couch even applies to children.
Oh, yeah. Not in the same way. It's all done under the radar.
Nobody talks about pedophilia.
It's the big secret.
And it's widespread?
Oh, yeah. I was surrounded by them when I was 14 years old. Surrounded. Literally. Didn't even know it. It wasn't until I was old enough to realize what they were and what they wanted and what they were about and the types of people that were surrounding me till I went, oh my God, they were everywhere like vultures.
Vultures who Feldman says abused him and his best friend, the late child actor Corey Haim, his co-star in The Lost Boys.
Well, what happens if my mom is dating the head vampire?
Feldman says the trauma of that pedophilia contributed to Haim's death.
There's one person to blame in the death of Corey Haim, and that person happens to be a Hollywood mogul. And that person needs to be exposed, but unfortunately, I can't be the one to do it. But the person that knows who did it and knows who he is watching right now, I guarantee you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Yeah. There was a circle of older men that surrounded themselves around this group of kids. And they all had either their own power or connections to great power in the entertainment industry.
Feldman won't name names. And he admits his friend had a struggle with addiction, which he says was a mechanism to cope with his demons.
It was a symptom.
It was a symptom, correct.
Are we in it?
In 2008, the two Coreys confronted each other on their reality show about the dark past they shared.
You let me get around in my life, man, raped, so to speak, when I was about 14 and a half, and I'm saying this right now. What'd you do, man, when you saw that going down when I was 14 to me? What'd you do? You knew about it.
You want to talk about the truth? Okay, well, then let's talk about the truth. I was being molested at the same time by somebody else. What'd you do? You know, there's a lot of good people in this industry. But there's also a lot of really, really sick, corrupt people in this industry. And there are people in this industry who have gotten away with it for so long that they feel they're above the law.
Hmm.
And that's got to change. That's got to stop.
We contacted Corey Haim's mother. In an email, she said, "I'm not willing to discuss or respond to anything Corey Feldman has to say. I wish he would talk about himself only and leave my son out of it."
Is there a dark side to child stardom?
Definitely. I think a lot of kids don't really want to do it. I think that the parents want to do it more than the kids.
Chris Snyder says for most child stars, it's the parents that can cause more damage. And he would know, having managed with his late boss Iris Burton some of the most iconic child stars, including Feldman, River Phoenix, and Drew Barrymore.
The biggest problem and the whole thing is when the parents start to live through the kids and quit their jobs and buy expensive houses, buy expensive cars, and the parents aren't understanding it's not going to go on forever.
And we have that break. We shall return in just a few moments. Support Republic Broadcasting and our sponsor.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Okay, we're back, folks, and are we gonna play the rest of this clip right now? Let's do it.
And it just wrecks everything.
Feldman's parents managed his career until the money came between them.
I got legally emancipated by going to the producer's pension health and welfare plan myself at 14 years old and saying, what were my earnings and what's left? Earnings, by the time I was 13 years old, $1 million, which is really not that much money. But in those days it was, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, that was a good chunk of change.
And how much was left?
$40,000. And guess what? When I went in for the emancipation trial, my father said, since I spent my time with you on your last film and took it away from my office where I should have been focused, instead, I'm going to ask you for that $40,000 back as repayment for the money that I lost in my business.
You had to pay your dad.
Correct. You can check the court filings. That was a fact.
Wow.
So I started at zero at 15 years old, coming out of the hole.
We asked the court for the records, but they're sealed. In a statement, Corey's father, Bob Feldman, told us any money that the court awarded is a fraction of his claim. And this was a reimbursement for strictly professional expenses. For instance, private school, a publicist, professional wardrobe, traveling expenses, and lots more. This helped to save his career while he was in trouble with drug problems. I thought I was doing the best for my son, and I am always here for him. Child stardom is not a dream Feldman has for his own son.
I'll see you in a minute.
He is, after all, one of the few stars who doesn't let his child get photographed on the red carpet.
Would you ever put your own kid into the industry?
No. Absolutely not.
Never?
Never. I believe that everybody in this world should have the freedom of choice.
And child stars don't.
Child stars have nothing. They have nothing. They have no choice. I was never taught how to have a family. I was never taught how to raise a child because I wasn't raised properly. I was never taught how to care for somebody because I was never shown genuine love. I was shown business. This is what you do. Here's how you read a contract. I knew how to read a contract by 10 years old, but I didn't know what it meant for somebody to come in and tell me they love me and kiss me goodnight. That's a problem.
All right, folks, that's very interesting stuff I think we've just heard there. And I do remember having aired a segment on this program with Jay North, where he was interviewed. He was known as Dennis the Menace and starred in the TV show, a short-lived show, Maya, in India with, with Sajid, the other actor. And he was mistreated as a child star. He had parents on the set who weren't really his own parents. They were like aunt and uncle, and they harassed him. They actually tormented him and beat him. And he despised what happened to him. That's when he made a mistake, or he read his lines wrong. And he said that he used to sit up nights later as he grew up and in a hotel room dreaming of ways to go back to the studio and be a serial killer in real life. He actually wanted to go and kill them all. He said he plotted ways to do it. He thought of ways to go and kill them because he hated them, because he hated what they did to him and what they did to other child stars as well. Jeff on the Donna Reed show and other shows like that who went through similar occurrences. So then, of course, he became a missionary to some prison ministry in Florida and on and on. He's raised some kids and so forth. But, you know, he was a good example of that, Jay North. And you know, there are many others who don't have the courage maybe to come out, or maybe they're still psychotic over. But this is what it's all about, really. And I know my guest really probably can't speak openly because he's still there and he would probably have some retribution. But I know he'd probably like to speak about the arrogance and the filth of what's going on there to a large extent. I understand, as Corey himself said, that you don't see it. It's not something that's ever advertised, pedophilia, in Hollywood, and that's why the very nature of it is obviously not going to be advertised. But there are ways of recruiting young people, young stars, and then abusing them. And this is unforgivable, as far as I'm concerned, in this age. And God certainly has the records. He has the books. He knows who's who and what's what. And so, basically, that's important to know. You have a bunch of crummy, evil people, greedy people, moguls, who run the system and who care not about anything but what they can amass in this world, money, wealth, and power. And they're going to lose it all when that day comes. So, in any event, we're beginning to see that now with the crumbling empire of Hollywood. And let's hope that, you know, God is using this to reveal the wickedness there and maybe to bring forth some good souls. So that's the plus side of all of this. All right, 800-313-9443, Rick Adams, and I think there's Rob from Illinois on the line. Is that right? Is that you, Rob?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Hey, come up.
Good afternoon, Rick, and fellow listeners. Grim, yeah. You brought up some grim subject matter, which is coming into the event cycle of the media. And it's one that needs to be talked about because it's been the secret that it's been for all this time. And we're not just talking decades, we're talking centuries. It makes every decent human being mad, sad, disheartened, and sickened to their stomachs to know this has happened. There's been going on, and it's just this little thing that, you know, nobody's going to talk about. But not doing this, nothing is ever truly, truly dumb about it, except for the few, the few that make it their mission to stop it. This is gone. If you were to ask people actually do searches right now, I'm sure they heard recently, and it's not being talked about in corporate media or anything else, but they've recently made some more busts of these pedo rings, human trafficking, enslavement, you name it. And they find, every time they go into this, they find there's authority figures that are involved. There are politicians involved. There are judicial figures involved. There are people of wealth involved. And, of course, they don't really mention their names in every case, but in some. But these people are paid off by the people, or the, you know, these people are paid off. And it's been going on, again, in America and around the world for, you know, decades and centuries. This goes back centuries. All, you know, I don't want to get it, it's too big of a subject to get back into. But you ago, a black woman in Washington, D.C. made a statement that there's 800,000 missing children a year. And what are they doing about it? And then the whole subject, like, powder puffed away. Did you hear about that one?
Was this recent or was this some time ago?
Within a few months.
I believe I have heard.
Well, she brings it up, and you know she's demanding, you know, because and she's speaking about black children, but as well it's black children and white children, every ethnicity of children disappearing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's predominantly white children, white people, white meat, white children are the commodity. They, you know, they pay heavily for this. And over these decades in America, 800,000 to a million children disappear every year. And then we turn around and ask, why is the white population depleting? Why do people not want to have children? Because this is a cycle that's affected. Imagine, you know, you're a parent and has children and your child's abducted. You don't want to, not only does it disrupt your family, your the whole family ecosystem, but then do you want to have more children, or do those children of those brothers and sisters want to have children knowing what happened to their sibling, you know, or neighbor knowing it happened to someone else they knew? This is really a trickle. It affects every aspect that people don't think about, not just from the point of disappearance, but the psychology in the communities.
Yeah, that's a good point, Rob. And the other thing is, too, all these groups that you hear about, the Intifa, all these sincere people on the street that are protesting the Richard Spencer types, who, you know, I believe are shills anyway, and all of the so-called alt-right meetings clashing in the street. Think of what they could do, the good they could do instead of this claptrap in getting behind a movement to go after these pigs in the entertainment industry, in Hollywood, in the media, and expose what they're doing to children. Start there. Wouldn't that be a more productive, more honest exercise?
Well, Rick, you're a wise man. You've been around. You've learned. You've seen a lot. You learned a lot. You experienced a lot. You know, you got to chip away at the edges. If you go right for the heart of it, you don't really get anywhere. You know, you get called that lunatic, the conspiracy theorist. And as Corey, you know, you just heard that interview with Feldman. He's got name recognition. They know this kid's been around. They know this kid's had a rough life. And he can't even mention the name of the person that's responsible for his friend's death, and or even the person that's or persons or persons that were involved with him. And of course,
and
they
still
know
doing
other people.
Problem. Yeah.
Right. You know, so for anybody, you know, you got to chip away at the edges. You know, this whole thing, you got to work from bottom up. People right now, and it's huge, and call it the movement, where people are trying to change their things locally and work their way up. Just like, you know, Muslim Brotherhood and the Zionists do. They start in their community, they take over community, and then they go for the, you know,
that's good. That's good that you said that. I appreciate all of that. And there's another aspect, too, and that is that where this is emanating from is the radical left. There's mostly this opprobrium that you hear is because how dare you touch my body or even imply that I'm for sale. But at the same time, these are the people generally, these are the ones that are pro-abortion, you know, pro-infanticide in the womb, pro-choice, as they call themselves. Let's go out and do our own thing. Let's have a free-sex society. And now they're living with the consequences and using it, you know, from a government standpoint to punish people simply because they want the state to own the children. You know what I'm trying to say to you? It's a humanist agenda. It's not a moral opprobrium that is based on God and all those old-fashioned ideas. It's the secular humanist Rainbow Coalition agenda. That's what I think motivates a lot of this, not all of it, but I'm referring to the phonies in this movement that we mentioned earlier, you know?
Well, Rick, it's a sickness, and it's a sickness that they caught through the placement of individuals and groups in our education system and in our politics and even our authority figures. And, of course, the corporate media and the entertainment industry out of Hollywood projecting this all on the people. And I mean, it's a sickness, and it's a sickness that's, you know, the most weak, the most vulnerable, yes, the most, you know, lack of, you know, upbringing and family values and a belief system catch. Yep. And then they, of course, with all this weakness they have, they start screaming the loudest, you know, because they don't know anything differently.
Yes, yes. And, you know, Jesus said on that day of judgment, you know, it may have been better that they be floated to the bottom of the sea or had never been born to offend these little ones, you see. So he's keeping the books. The books are there, and they will be opened at that time, believe me. Okay, thank you very much, Rob,
yes, sir,
for your call. Good insight.
One last thing here. People need to be aware of what's going on in Hollywood, their demonic land. They're Luciferians. This is bad stuff. You know, that's not just for sexual purposes and deviancy. They're doing this. They're doing it for organ harvesting. You know, they're taking blood transfusions. They think that the blood of the youth. I know this is a bad subject, folks, but this is truth. This is what's happening. They're taking the blood of these youths, and they're trying to make themselves younger and longevity of life. There's all sorts of things that they're doing, and it's happening locally and globally.
Yes.
And people need to start paying attention. And I know it's hard to talk to anybody about this, but you know, you got to figure out a way and be subtle about it. But you know, we gotta make this loud, because this Hollywood thing could go away in a poof of a night. We know it's connected to the politicians and this totally obstruct worst government in world history that we are living under in these United States.
And I agree.
They're all covering for each other. They're all bought off. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
You're all right, man. You hit a lot of nails, but you definitely thrust them forward. How about Michael in New York? Are you there, Mike?
Yes, sir, Rick, I am. Thank you, sir. Your previous caller, as all the callers, spot on. It goes really, really deep with this activity, abusing kids, the exploitation of these children. And right down to Luciferian satanic activity all the way, snuff films, all that crap. It even goes a little deeper, so much deeper. I don't think I'll mention it because most people say no way. But what we need to do is, you know, the people with money out there that really have a lot of money, I wish I was a multimillionaire right now. I would start a whole new industry. For example, those in the movie business, just create a new industry. They're dying. They're because of their lifestyle, they're dying. And the truth is out about them. Their product is usually crap, as you guys been covering. And so, you know, get a new industry going. And same with the music. Look what they're doing with the young people in the music industry, what they've done to it. It's so abysmal. It's, again, satanic Luciferian, extremely dark, MK Ultra, the whole nine yards. And it's time for a new music industry. Get real talent back out there again. And the industry will thrive. People want good music. Mm-hmm. They want to see talent. And they want to see quality and clean-cut acts. And so, you know, that's one of the disappointing things is the people out there with the money not doing anything right with it to turn this country around, get it back on track. I mean, people with the real big bucks, not just the millionaire, but multi-millionaires that have the means of doing it. That's disappointing for me. God willing, someday I'll be in that position and I'll do that. But otherwise, anytime we come across this kind of activity, you know, they have to be terminated with extreme prejudice. There's no nicety about it. You come across these guys, you know, before they flee to Europe and get away from the criminal charges and the
Roman Polanski routine, huh?
Yes, sir. And avoiding the proper judgment and prosecution they rightfully deserve. Now, they got to be taken out. There's no nicety about this. This is... It's just too evil. And they have to be taught a very severe lesson, and there's no other way but except take them out with extreme prejudice. So, you know, I know that sounds harsh for a lot of people, but is it really? Considering what they're doing.
When you think about them, there are a whole bunch of people I would like to see given a good, fair, honest trial, and then if found guilty, should be put to death. And, you know, one of them is the Bush family. One of them is W, who just spoke the other day. The father. These people are guilty of the blood of innocent people on their hands, that they're drenched in blood. And I think of these Hollywood moguls. And, yes, I could say that some of them are guilty of crimes worthy of death. So I would agree with you on that, but it has to be done legal. All right. Thank you, Michael. Come back and take Fred in Michigan. You're welcome.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
And we're back now, folks. Before I take another call, I just wanted to mention somebody had sent me an email about this subject that I meant to bring up. We didn't get into other news today, but in Texas, a Texas city that has been told that people who want Hurricane Harvey aid cannot receive it if they are part of the boycott, divest, and sanction movement against Israel. Can you believe this? They passed it by an overwhelming majority in the state Senate of Texas. And unbelievable, going to prove just how captive America is to the synagogue of Satan. Yes, I have the story. I'm aware of it. Anyway, that, of course, will be straightened out by God's people, I'm sure. Truly God's people. All right, the next call, Fred, I believe, in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, Rick. Pursuant to what you just said, there is a website, truedemocracyparty.net, truedemocracyparty.net. And it's, they do an article about the Jewish white slave trade, the global, I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I'm aware of it, yeah.
Into Haaretz, newspaper in the Jerusalem Post, they actually published the facts that these the Jewish mafia over there has got a $1 billion a year sex. $1 billion a year. And it just blows my mind that they're actually, you know, publishing the data, and they're even stating that there's even Knesset members who are demanding accountability as to why the sex slave traders in Israel are not going to prison.
That's been in the news for a long time, but one thing that is not spoken of is that no one who is a Jew can ever be used in a sex slave industry, and only for the goy, as they say, you see?
Talk
about racism and depravity, well, there it is, right before your very eyes. Amazing.
And you know what? There's another website, The Birdman, thebirdman.org. I may have brought this up before, the Jewish ritual murder, the hidden cult. Jewish ritual murder, the hidden cult, that's on YouTube. Well, all right. So, remember the Inquisition in Spain, 1292? Well,
around that time, yes.
That's because the satanic Talmudic rabbis were murdering all these Goyim Gentile Roman Catholic children, and even some
blood rituals, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the blood rituals. And there's a guy from Russia, V.V. Rosanov, I called my librarian, you can get it, The Relationship of Jews to Blood, V.V. Rosanov, R-O-Z-A-N-O-V, V.V. Victor Rosanov, The Relationship of Jews to Blood.
Oh, man. Oh, what a way to end the show. Thank you very much for that info. Thank you for your call, Fred. Unfortunately, we don't have time for Russ and whoever else is out there. We're out of time. I thought this was a different and very interesting program today. I didn't have a chance to read the real names of the Hollywood actors that you thought were that were English, but boy, we're going to get into that sometime. How about Lauren Green, his real name, huh? Chaim Leibowitz. All right, folks, thank you all for listening. Rick Adams, Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment on YouTube. Goodbye. And Yahweh blesses the land.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.